With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance guest-hosted Salem Radio Network's Charlie Kirk Show live from the White House today. The vice president had expressed his desire to pay tribute to his friend. Vice President Vance described meeting Charlie's widow when he visited Utah last week to accompany the Kirk family and Charlie's remains back home to Arizona.
When I first met Erica, his lovely wife, and such an incredibly brave soul. I'm not sure if you saw her remarks after Charlie died. If you haven't, I would encourage you to go and see them, because you see this raw grief and incredible courage all in the same moment. And that's what we need right now. We need to grieve, but we also need this courage in this moment more than we've ever needed it.
A memorial service for Charlie Kirk will be held this Sunday in Arizona. President Trump will attend the ceremony. President Trump is deploying the National Guard to Memphis to combat crime. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president signed an order creating a Memphis task force that will carry out anti-crime efforts similar to the federal law enforcement crackdown in Washington, D.C.
This task force will be a replica of our extraordinarily successful efforts here.
Tennessee's governor joined the president for his Oval Office announcement. The effort will involve the FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration, and ICE, among other federal agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. military again targeted a boat allegedly carrying drugs from Venezuela, killing three aboard the vessel. Trump announced the strike in a posting on social media. The strike comes 2 weeks after another military strike on what the Trump administration says was a drug-carrying speedboat from Venezuela that killed 11. This is SRN News. A new map of where faith is declining.
If you wanted to put the findings in their simplest form, you could say that religion is waning in the world's richest nations. A study by the Pew Research Center indicates that the most profound declines in faith can be seen in places such as France, Germany, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Belgium, and Sweden. By contrast, religion is a lot stronger in countries that aren't so rich, including much of Africa and South America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Rhode Island judge has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from changing the criteria for using tens of millions of dollars in funding to aid homeless people. One of the rules the administration wants to institute is that shelters must not let males have access to women's bathrooms and changing rooms if those shelters want to receive federal dollars. The administration also wants to require that homeless facilities do not hide illegal immigrants. This is SRN News. It was another record-breaking day on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Monday, beating the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 49 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.9% to its record. Tesla rose 3.6%. That came after CEO Elon Musk bought about $1 billion of the company's stock. Google parent Alphabet rose 4.5%. The company joined the $3 trillion club that also includes NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Apple. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Senate has approved one of President Donald Trump's top economic advisors for a seat on the Federal Reserve's governing board, giving the White House greater influence over the central bank. The vote to confirm Stephen Miron was largely along party lines. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.